Howdy, folks. Doug McBurney here. The Bob Enyart Live Telethon is on again. We need $30,000 to keep Bob Enyart broadcasting for another year, so I'm asking you to help us. Give us a call right now at 800-8-ENYART. That's 800-836-9278. Or go to the kgov.com website. Click on the store. Look at the subscriptions. Take a look at all the wonderful products. Sign up for a subscription to Bob's Bible Study, the sermons from Denver Bible Church, or the Best of Bob, and get a free Bob Enyart topical video as our gift to you. Donate $100 or more, get a free video. Donate $200 or sign up for two subscriptions and get two of Bob's topical videos free, our gift to you for helping Bob Enyart stay on the air for another year. We picked the shortest month of the year, February, so we're already running out of time. So pick up the phone now. Call 800-836-9278 or go to kgov.com to make a donation, purchase a product, or sign up for a subscription today.
Warning, warning, there's truth overhead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and
greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Enyart Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and there is an anniversary coming up, an anniversary of an event that very few people know about. And so to talk about this, one of our heroes, in fact, I couldn't be more excited to have Judah Myers on this program from Houston, Texas. Judah, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Wow, I think there's going to be a tie. I think I'm more excited than you, so it could be about equal. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, you're very welcome. So, Judah, I know there's a big event coming up in May for you guys, and you're holding it in Jackson, Mississippi. Very fittingly that it'll be in Jackson, Mississippi. But what is it that there's an anniversary coming up? It's been a half century, 50 years, and very few people know.
Very few people, even in the pro-life arena, very few people know that 50 years ago, on Mother's Day this year, marked the first legal abortion for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. Does that sound familiar today?
It sure does. But wait a minute. I thought that abortion started in Colorado in 1967. That's what... You know, National Right to Life produced a timeline of abortion, the history of abortion in the United States. It was a chart, and it goes year by year through the decades, and it starts in 1967 in Colorado. So if you're saying 50 years, that would go back to 1966.
May 8th, to be exact. And you know what I love is that when I was looking for the actual law, I couldn't find it anywhere in the government papers or anything, and I keep looking and searching on the website, and I actually found a copy of that law, and it was on the American
Right to Life.
Right to Life, yes.
Website. I think you know the story of how we got that, because a little bit of the backstory: National Right to Life has for decades advocated laws and defended politicians who say they're against abortion, except that you could kill these kids, or here's how or when or where you can kill an unborn child, not other places. And so because they defend politicians who say, I support killing babies if their father's a criminal, for example, then they did not include the Mississippi law in their timeline because it's sort of what they support. So they ignored Mississippi and they jumped over to Colorado. So the entire pro-life movement for decades has believed and has said, I even believed it in the early years, that abortion, decriminalized abortion, began in Colorado in 1967.
It's sad. And when I talked to a couple of people, different occasions, I thought maybe I just got one person who was not understanding what the National Right to Life was actually about. But they said that they had to have the the rape exception. So basically what they were telling me was that we really need people like you to keep our jobs. That's what my interpretation was.
Man.
Because when the rape exception is no longer the exception and legal abortion is abolished, wow, guess how many people in the pro-life arena lose their jobs?
In the pro-life industry. That's quite a harsh indictment. But you know who just made that this week? Mike Huckabee.
I've been saying it for years.
Just said that if abortion ended, there'd be a lot of people out of work.
On both sides.
The pro-life industry. And so he was very critical of the refusal of the National Right to Life camp to actually tell the truth and to actually fight to try to end child killing instead of just regulate it. And so, Judah, do you know the story of how this House bill, it's House Bill 562 from the state of Mississippi, 1966, do you know the story of how the photograph of that bill ended up on the internet? Because you're right, it was nowhere to be found on the entire internet.
I think your wife had something to do with it.
That's right, Cheryl. Cheryl Enyart in Mississippi, campaigning for their personhood amendment, went to the state's main law library, got out their law book for the year 1966, because truly the bill was nowhere to be found online. It's as though it had never happened. Mm-hmm. And so she photographed it, and American Right to Life put it on their website, AmericanRTL.org/Mississippi. We'll get you right there.
Yeah, she saved me a lot of time and effort and, you know, flying out there or, you know, just trying to find it myself. So thank her very much for that.
Well, I will do that. So most people don't know this, and it goes to the whole debate with National Right to Life and so many personhood groups, and you just barely touched on it, that there are many people, pro-lifers, who are advocating the very position that was the failure that started the whole abortion holocaust to begin with.
Absolutely. And you know, when I was in Louisiana trying to convince legislators to pass the bill that LaBrusa wanted to pass that would end all abortion. There was no exceptions in his bill.
Oh, yeah.
And I found the president of the Louisiana Right to Life and Catholic Family Forum talking against it. Catholic Family Forum actually raised funds to stop the bill.
Mm.
Blew me away. So when I was talking to the president of Louisiana Right to Life, I said, "What are you doing? Why is it that you are not trying to push this bill through? Because it's going to end all abortion in Louisiana." He starts saying, "Well, it's not the right time, and it's going to cost a lot of money." And all of a sudden, I just kind of hear blah, 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 blah in my mind. And I hear God saying, when abortion, legal abortion ends, he will lose his job. And I thought, no, this can't be. It's a huge conflict of interest. And I'm not saying that people can't be paid and still
not.
Be fighting, okay,
right.
Because,
right.
You know, policemen don't want criminals, right? But they're doing their job. They're being paid. I get that.
There's nothing wrong with being paid to fight against a grave injustice.
But they're just fighting it. This is just a battle, just like, you know, fencing or something.
Well,
you know, we're just going to play fighting. No, we want to abolish this. And another thing is how insulting it is to people like myself and my mother for giving birth to me. Because these women are in some cases, tortured because they love their child, but society has said, this child is worthless.
Mm.
We don't want this child in our world.
Not only society, but even Christian leaders.
Yes.
At
Billy
the
Graham,
highest
for
levels.
One.
Billy Graham, in his Christian Workers Handbook, over the decades, repeatedly, issue after issue, would say that, you know, Christians should support abortion if the child is handicapped, if the child's father is a criminal, that's how we say it, a result of rape. And just horrific that it would come from Billy Graham.
His foundation told me personally, I sent an email to them asking, is this correct? This is what I've been told that was in writing. He says that it's acceptable to have an abortion in cases of rape. And they wrote back and stood by that and said that it wasn't really a frivolous thing. They didn't believe in, like, frivolous abortions. But, yes, they did believe it was acceptable. So I wrote back and I said, so you're basically, one, telling God that he made a mistake, and, two, that you're bold enough to stand up to God and say you don't deserve the praise of Judah Myers. I never got an answer back after that.
Because you are the product of rape.
I'm not a product. I don't mean to correct you like that.
Correct me.
I was corrected. I was saying product right along with everyone else. And again, God stopped me because I did not make you a product. Mm. I made you in my image just like I made everyone else. And the reason people say product is so that they can throw a product away. Products are disposable.
That's a great point. And I think I'm going to stop saying our line, Bob and Your Live, brought to you by God, maker of heaven and earth and other fine products. I'm going to stop saying that. So, Judah, when you mentioned Billy Graham, I pulled this up at ProLifeProfiles.com. There's a profile not only of National Right to Life, but of Billy Graham, of Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio and all these guys. Mm-hmm. And Billy Graham, his Christian Workers Handbook, sure enough, I'm looking at issue after issue through the years, 1997. Here's 2007, page 21, that sincere Christians will justify abortion for the child that is handicapped. So, I mean, that's cruel. He also says that if a woman is raped, that they support her killing her child.
And it is acceptable, quote unquote.
That
acceptable.
It's acceptable. So I'm on the board of Colorado Right to Life. They had a request by the Billy Graham Association to have a table at their March for Life this January.
Wow.
And so Colorado Right to Life wrote to the Billy Graham Association and quoted these and said, it is egregious. It's an egregious sin. It's an affront to God. It's a lack of love for your neighbor, the child. You guys need to repent of advocating, of defending, killing children who are handicapped or whose father's a criminal. You need to repent of that. And if you repent, we would be honored to have you at the march. Otherwise, no, this is a march for life. This is not a march for pro-choice Christians who determine what choices they will defend on killing which kids.
Wow.
And guess what? They did not. Apparently, it did not touch their heart. They were not concerned. And so, you know, it's interesting. National Right to Life, they say that their position, they support politicians who are against abortion except for rape and incest and other exceptions. But they say it's because the Supreme Court will only go so far, right? Well, in the last 30 years, have they ever gone to a church, a denomination, a Christian leader who has defended killing some kids and pled with them to stop advocating the killing of some children? It's my assertion, Judah Meyer, that they have never done that. Never. And there was no Supreme Court justice that forced Billy Graham to say that you can kill some kids with his approval. There was no Supreme Court justice. He answered only to God, and he needed to be admonished. He needed to be confronted. And if he didn't repent, then it should have been public. But National Right to Life never has done such a thing, because what was a concession has increasingly become their actual position.
Yes, because even for Georgia Right to Life, because Georgia Right to Life did not want to put the exceptions in anymore because they valued lives conceived in rape.
Yeah.
National Right to Life wanted nothing to do with them, so they ousted them. So that ought to say right there what National Right to Life is all about.
Mm. Well, and People
are out there saying, oh, they're just fighting amongst themselves. No, because the real pro-lifers who believe in killing no pre-born baby are all unified on this. It might look like we are divisive, but the fact is that the real pro-life of all pre-born children, we are all on the same page.
Well, yeah, because you've said, I've heard you say, that if you have exceptions, you are pro-choice.
Of course. You're just pro-choice with fewer choices. You still have the choice to kill a living human being.
And those exceptions, I mean, God looks at the exceptions. Why National Right to Life cannot confront a leader who claims to be pro-life is just beyond me. Because if they say, well, Billy Graham is against killing most children.
Right.
That'd be like saying, well, the head of the Lutheran Church in Germany is against killing most Jews.
Right.
He just draws the line. You know, he's not an extremist.
Or how about Manson? Manson didn't kill as many people as Hitler. I mean, come on, let him go.
Well, yeah, and, you know, God does look at the exceptions. Eve did not eat every apple on the tree, I don't think. You know, she ate one. She took a bite out of one. King David did not violate every woman in his kingdom. Only one. He didn't murder every man in Israel. Only one. And so you have politicians who advocate killing thousands, tens of thousands of children. They defend laws that say, well, here's how you can kill a child and not get in trouble. Here's how, here's where, here's when. And that is immoral, it's unjust, and it backfires because it's immoral.
Absolutely.
So could you tell me a bit more, right, your website, choicesforlife.org, with the four is the number four, and there's the Freedom March coming up on May 6th in Jackson, Mississippi, with a Heroes Welcome Reception. Where's that going to be, the reception?
The reception's going to be on May 5th. It's the night before the event, and that's going to be at the Marriott in Jackson.
So,
and it's to welcome the mothers who conceived in rape and chose life. We want people to have an opportunity to speak with these heroes, because most people haven't talked with somebody who gave birth after rape. And we want people to get to know these people.
Judah, you've been speaking out for more than a decade now. I'm curious, you've met other women. In fact, a number of them have sought you out because they've heard of your message. But do you have an estimate of how many women you have met, talked to, who have gone through this?
Well, I don't have any exact numbers, but it's close to 300.
Oh my.
We have a group on Facebook that is just of moms and children, and we have 165 right now.
Oh, wow.
Well, maybe 167. Yeah. At any rate, there's way more people than that. Most people aren't talking. This is kind of a little secret group because there's so much shame put on the mothers and the children that they can't even speak out. They're so afraid to speak out because somebody's going to say, oh, that's the spawn of Satan, or that's demonic blood, or we're tainting the gene pool. Yes, I've heard all of those.
Yeah, that's all really sick. I mean, the people who say that, they're not only wrong, they're not only sinful, I think they're also mentally ill.
Well, you know, let me just say this. If I have tainted blood because my, you know, donor was a rapist, let's go back all the way to Cain and Abel. Hmm. And so Cain killed Abel. Is murder worse than rape? Well, in our society today, murder isn't worse than rape, because now they're saying that you should murder a child for the crime of the father, and the crime of the father is less than the crime you want them to do.
Well,
that you've now legalized.
Yeah, if you're not a Bible believing Christian, chances are that you're going to want to kill the baby and somehow love and protect and respect the rapist. Somehow. Because our society coddles criminals. It literally loves and respects them. So they will, and it protects them. So they will protect the rapist and kill the baby. That's what it takes to be a liberal, but increasingly even a conservative Christian will support killing the baby and protecting the rapist. So
they're not thinking. Logic has left the planet. So when you logically tell somebody, would you like for the police to come and get you and throw you in jail if your father did something wrong? I mean, that's even less. Certainly nobody would want to be killed, you know, just ripped from limb to limb. And, you know, when people say, oh, it's just 1%, you know, there's a huge pro-life leader that said that one time, let's not get ourselves in a tizzy over this thing because it's just 1%. Yeah. 1%, if there were 6 million, comes to 600,000 people. And, you know, Denver has 650,000 people. So how would it be if we
there were
60 just
million, right?
got rid 60 of everybody million. In Denver?
Yeah,
would that be okay?
Yeah, right.
Hey,
when you earlier mentioned John Labruzzo in Louisiana, his bill, I recall that, and I remember that American Right to Life supported him in his bill. And at the time, he provided a statement to American Right to Life, and he said, our opposition to our pro-life bill without exception came from Louisiana's National Right to Life affiliate, came from the state's Catholic bishops, from the state's Focus on the Family affiliate. And this is directly, and this is a written statement by the bill sponsor, Representative John Labruzzo. And the personhood opposition, of course, came also from Planned Parenthood and the ACLU.
Oh, of course.
So it was.
But I spoke to those people. I know he's telling the truth.
Yeah.
I heard it from the horse's mouth, as they say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Benjamin Clapper was the one that I spoke with personally.
Benjamin Clapper with
he's
which group?
The president of Louisiana Right to Life. And I actually know a pastor's wife told me that they had received an email from someone who had received an email from Catholic Family Forum trying to raise $5,000, asking Christians to support the demise of this bill.
And that was, who was raising money for that? Was that
Catholic Family Forum.
That was Louisiana Family Forum. That's the name of their group.
The Catholic Family Forum,
yeah,
yes.
It's run by, right, the local Catholic bishops. So this battle has been intense. I remember when National Right to Life, they didn't only kick out Georgia Right to Life. They kicked out others, too, including Colorado Right to Life. I went to their national board meeting and did my best to explain to their, you know, almost 50 state leaders, their board, what they were doing that was so destructive, but obviously it didn't go well.
Was that the unauthorized recording from National Right to Life that you put on?
It's online.
It's on YouTube.
Yes.
I would advise anybody to go and listen to that. It's unauthorized recording from the National Right to Life annual meeting. You've got to hear it.
Wow.
Unbelievable. And, you know, this sounds crazy, but you just bring me to tears because very few people get it. You know, God is looking for that remnant. And I know that your eyes are on him because you can see that he has his image on every preborn. Mm. You know, we grow up and we take that image off by doing evil, and God calls us back to him through Christ. But so few people get it. Mm. Bob, you not only get it, you've got a history of knowledge that I've not been able to talk to anybody who knows as much as what you know.
Wow. Well, you know, it's an honor to fight for the innocent and to try to do our best to understand the scriptures and apply it to the crisis that we're all in. Judah, I've been teaching the Bible for 30 years and verse by verse through the scriptures. We have all these albums. We taught 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. We have albums on it. But you taught me something about 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 27 and 28, that sent a chill down my spine. Could you share that?
Mine too, and Pastor Steve Cornella of Pueblo is the one that I have to thank for this. And you know, what seemed to be a random email was point on for God pushing me to do this Freedom March. And he said, 1 Corinthians 1:27, actually he said 18 through 28, talks about the base things of the world that God's going to use to shame the wise. Mm. You know, I've been saying shame on you to all these people who say it's okay to kill people like me. Mm. Shame on you. I've been using those exact words. And he says the word in Greek for base is A-G-E-N-E-S, and I won't slaughter it by trying to pronounce it. But that word means of no kin, illegitimate birth.
Agenes, I studied Greek for years, Judah. Illegitimate birth, and it comes from A, which is like, you know, negating, and like Genesis, your descendants, your family, your birth. And so it means illegitimate birth, without a family, lowborn. This is shocking that this passage is so relevant to the whole battle to protect every child by love and by law.
It just blew me away. You know, and then my friend who speaks Greek, she says, Judah, it means worthless. So what?
Yeah.
What birth, what child is more worthless in the eyes of the world than the rape-conceived person? You had the Amnesty International fighting for all they were worth. A 10-year-old baby that was in Uruguay, not a 10-year-old baby, but a 10-year-old who was pregnant from rape in Uruguay, and then in Paraguay is the same way. They were fighting. Where's the amnesty for the baby?
To kill that child, and you quote this passage, that God has chosen the base things of the world to shame the wise, and the base things there, it literally means illegitimate birth, or a child without family, unknown descent, low-born, worthless. And so what an incredible picture of the child who even the Christian leaders think of as expendable, and we could negotiate with his God-given right to life to achieve something greater. Wow.
And let me tell you, all the people that I know of, oh, probably around 100 people that I know conceived in rape, let me tell you that most of the people, which blew me away, I didn't even realize that this was a thread. We are lovers of God. Mm. You know, most of us, I know 9 ministers.
Judah, 9 ministers. Judah, we're out of time. It's so important that people, if they can, get to the Freedom March on May 6th in Jackson, Mississippi. They can find out about that at your website, choicesforlife.org. Is that right?
Yes, or freedommarchlifewins.org.
All right. So, Judah, of course, we need so much more time, but what an honor to talk to you here on Bob in Your Life. We need to do it again, all right, Judah?
Be awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And I'm going to ask American Right to Life to link to this interview from their article about what happened in Louisiana when all these pro-life groups opposed the anti-exceptions pro-life bill. So, all right, KGov.com. God bless.